Tasmania's second biggest racing event behind the supercars at Simmons Plains is the SRT Logistics Baskerville Historics at the Pepsi Max Baskerville Raceway in Hobart. It's on again next weekend. I know there's a lot of people from the northwest coast that head down to it every year. To tell us a bit more about it from the Hobart Sporting Car Club, now I'm joined by Mike Ellis. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, Martin.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. First of all, we're still going to have 150 cars without any mainlanders. That's a pretty impressive roll-up, I reckon.
I think 2 years ago when we last ran this event, and obviously last year was stopped due to COVID, this year we're determined to put it on. But on the pre-COVID numbers, you're looking at about 210. So for us to do this with the current lockdowns at the moment, it has absolutely blown us away.
Well, like I said, it's the second biggest race meeting in Tasmania. And when you think back to how it started, it was originally an all-Tasmanian event, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was. It was started with a celebration of the MG Car Club for one of their anniversaries. So it's just grown from strength to strength.
We've got something like about 8 or 9 classes over 2 days, so it's a pretty full program.
It is a full program. For those that like the cars with roofs on them, there's plenty of those. All your traditional muscle cars are running, your minis right through to your traditional sports cars like MGs, etc. So there's a little bit of something for everyone.
One of the packs, perhaps I reckon one of my most enjoyable ones anyway, because I like the sound of a big noisy V8 and things like that, is the Muscle Car Cup, and that's been a real staple of the event since it started, hasn't it?
Oh, look, there certainly is, and as we speak, there's people importing cars into the state that'll be getting ready for next year. That's how keen people are.
Right, okay. So who can we look out for in the Muscle Car Cup this year?
Look, we've got our usual people in there, Adam Williams in his Triana hatchback. We've got, again, Adam Garwood's going to bring out the blue Capri again, so it'll be a great battle between those two. Then you've got Matt Carey in his STP replica Commodore. So there's a huge selection of cars that are going to be running within that group, and just the sight and the sound and the smell of these cars is fantastic.
Yeah, I think Darren Pearce might be another one to keep an eye on as well.
I think Darren's running the Camaro, and he's also running his sports sedan in the sports sedan category.
He's going to be a busy boy. In the open wheelers, you've got sports and racing, you've got also the HQs, you've got the Kid Ellis Memorial, for people who don't know about that one. It's an all-minis race, and it's always very entertaining.
Well, actually, this year we've got two runners in there. Are the two of the Wilsing brothers running each other? So I'm sure that there will be a demarcation line in their garage when we're preparing for this one.
That's the two actually twins, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to watch. That's always a very popular event, and also something introducing this year for the first time. You've got a category just for small Fords.
Yeah, exactly. So they're a little bit of the unsung heroes of those sort of muscle car era. They were the cars that run very well in through the Bathurst cars in the period. And so this gives them a race of their own, similar to what we're doing this year with the regularity with the early Humpy Holdens.
Okay, for people who are wondering what the hell small Fords are, they're not miniature versions, and they're not like Aussie racing cars. They're actually Fords with small engines. We're talking about Escorts and Capris and things like that, aren't we?
That's exactly
right. Cortinas is another one, yeah.
We've actually even got one with an original GT V6, so that's going to be a fantastic car to see.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. Also, you've got something called the Baskerville Legends Demonstration. Now, I think these are probably old and fragile cars that probably can't race anymore, but they still look and sound very good.
Well, talking about old and fragile, we've got Pat Reed pulling out of the garage once again. It's a once-a-year for him in his Triana XU1 sports sedan, and that's a car he originally ran back then. Then we've got Mark Atkinson in a Triana XU1. We've got Andrew Mitchell in the demonstrations in his father's original Urge Holden. And the one that is a real favourite of mine is the Adam Gowans in the Toyota Celica with the Repco V8.
Yeah, of course, the car owned by his father, Bruce, and I think he won something like about 5 Tasmanian Sports Sedan Championships in that thing.
That car's an absolute weapon. Yes.
Yeah, it is, and it looks and sounds fantastic too. And for people who remember it racing back in the 70s, if you haven't seen it before, then it's worth the trip down south just to have a look at it, I reckon.
Yeah, look, it's got a very unique sound to it, that car.
It has indeed. It's going to be an awesome weekend. You've got practice on Friday. On Saturday, you've got qualifying in the morning and racing in the afternoon. Qualifying starts at 9 o'clock, and then you've got a full program from 9 in the morning through till about 5 in the afternoon.
Yes, we certainly do. On Sunday, we've got our traditional grid walk where the the people on the hill can come down and actually walk amongst all those cars on the grid. And we've got a special surprise with some Goodwood-style pedal cars as well during that period.
Right. It's going to be an awesome weekend. I haven't missed one. I've been to every one so far. And I, like you, Mike, I was so disappointed when we couldn't have one last year. You know, it's not going to be like the year before because of the mainland restrictions at the moment, but it's still going to be a very, very good local event.
Oh, look, it will be. It's certainly one not to miss. And with all the lack of events around, if you want something to sort of get yourself into, it's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Yep, and don't forget to bring your mask because crowds over 1,000 now, we know, require a mask at any sporting event in Tasmania. Good luck with it, Mike. I'll probably catch up with you sometime over the weekend, but thanks for your time this morning.
Fantastic, Martin. Good speaking with you. Thank you.